And we are off and running. It is a maddeningly manic Monday edition. Oh, it is fun.
Just stretch it out.
It is fun coming back home after being away for a stretch. We welcome you in. It's Let's Talk on this Monday morning. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and hey, it could be you. Phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266. If there is anything on your mind from a busy weekend in sports, for sure, but a busy weekend in general. Lots going on out there in this crazy little world of ours. And if you want to talk about any of it, well, here's your chance. We'd love to hear from you on a Monday morning. Boy, it's going to be a busy little week. We have the debut of the Pittsburgh Pirates coming up on Thursday. Down go the fish. Well, that's the hope anyway. Buccos will open up the season in Miami. Not a bad place to open up the season, just saying.
As long as it's not raining.
Taking on the Marlins. That'll be a 4:10 start on Thursday. Our airtime will be 3:40. Hey! They're interrupting the Dear Goon and Ironhead show.
Oh.
We are very willing to give up the final 20 minutes of our program so that we can bring you Pittsburgh Pirates baseball. And again, we start the season with high hopes that this could be the year they, you know, could get somewhere near 500. What?
It's doable.
It's doable.
And if they crash and burn in the first week, it's still doable.
This is true.
Come on.
This
anyway,
is true.
Folks, we have an open line show. Lots to talk about. Sports-wise,
yes.
It was quite a weekend.
Yes, it was.
News-wise, well, come on.
Always.
Always.
Stuff going on.
Nothing there. Our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, will join us later at the end, toward the end of next hour. We got some chilly nights coming up. It's officially spring now. Remember, that was last week. We're kind of moving a little bit, although we still have a lot of brown lawns out there, really brown. Normally, by this point, now my lawn at home is not perfect, but it's greened up a little bit. I'm driving in
ours
this morning.
Ours is perfect.
Is perfect.
Our lawn is absolutely perfect.
In March. Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that you're not having the luck that we are. A couple of green thumbs with my wife and I.
Yeah, I'm
believing anybody that. Living in the neighborhood, the phone line is busy right now. Please do not call in. Do not call in for the next 2 hours from our neighborhood. Everybody else, the phone line is open. No, our lawn is perfect, I tell you.
Nice try. Yeah. Sounds like you had fun.
It was a pretty good time.
In the city of brotherly shove. You had a good time.
Yeah, it was a pretty good weekend.
All right.
So all things considered.
We'll talk about results and, you know, a follow-up and all that stuff. We'll have all that coming up later on.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, you don't do Twitter, do you? You're not or X or whatever it's called.
I don't. I keep thinking at some point I probably will. If, I was about 5 years behind everybody else in getting a cell phone, probably about 5 years behind everybody else in getting a laptop. So probably another year or so I'll pick up that, Twitter account. I think I do have a Twitter account. I think I'm almost positive somewhere along the way I signed up and then I don't think I've sent a single tweet, and I don't check Twitter.
Shame.
And I really should check it because there is a lot of relevant information. I do understand the age we're living in. I'm just stubbornly not getting into it for no apparent reason.
Well, you sound like me with Facebook. All right. There's
yeah, Facebook I am. I mean.
There's a Facebook page out there with my name on it. I almost never go there.
Yeah, I do. I will check Facebook almost, well, probably like every other day, pretty fairly consistently, almost maybe. I will say, let me just start with, if you are a friend of mine, first of all, sorry about that, but I appreciate it.
It's a tough break, yeah.
But if you were reaching out to me, I will be getting caught up at some point this week, probably not today. Today is packed day. But I do not, when I go to these, to the NCAA wrestling tournament, I had a couple people reach out to me in the Philly area, like, hey, can we meet up for, you know, just a quick bite to eat? Love to see. I'm like, I would love to. And no, like I pretty much am barricaded in the arena, especially the setup in Philly was such. Now there are cities like St. Louis, I will go out of the arena because there are some places I know there that I can walk to. In Philly, our hotel was probably about a 25 to 30 minute drive from the arena.
Ooh.
And I'm like, well, I can't.
Wow.
That is, it's just too long. That's I was hitching rides and I'm like, so I basically barricade myself in the arena from about 2 hours before each session until the end of the last session. And so it's funny because people are like, you know, oh, did you see this? Did he do this? Man, wasn't that cool? I'm like,
no.
I really was just in the arena. I work on my notes. I'm looking for little tidbits and nuggets. And so I don't, I'm in my own little world. And really, until yesterday, like for that really 4 day period, Wednesday through Saturday, other than college wrestling, I would not know if, like, a nuclear bomb had gone off somewhere.
Whoa.
I'd probably somebody would, you know, let me know. Hey, by the way.
Nuclear
bomb. But, I mean, I'm kind of locked in, and so I'm not checking much. Now, on the way to the arena, we would check a couple of things and try to get a little bit updated on what was happening back here in State College. But not much. I'm pretty much just in my own little world there during the NCAA tournament. All right, let's head to the phones on this Monday morning. Hello and welcome. You're on Let's Talk.
Welcome back, Jeff.
Well, thank you. It is nice to be back.
Let me start with this. Okay. How are we looking for next year?
Well, let's go right to it.
Okay. Yeah, not looking good.
Oh.
I think, you know, they'll be lucky to be a top 20 team next year.
Whoa.
Not looking promising at all.
They squeaked past your prediction of top five anyhow, you know, but I hearken back to earlier there in the season after Iowa beat Minnesota and they caught Brands walking off the floor or something. Somebody stuck a mic in his face and, you know, how's it going, coach? And he held his thumb and finger about a half inch apart and said, we're this close. And I said, no, you're not. but anyhow, yeah. How soon will it be till we can, you think, get some kind of information about who's going to take the slots of the graduates? Like, you know, midsummer, you suspect we'll start hearing some stuff?
Projections out there already. It's going to be interesting to see kind of how some things develop with where guys go at different weight classes and, you know, there's projections out there already. I think you just got to kind of wait and see how it plays out a little bit, see where the health is with some of these guys, you know, throughout the year. A lot of these guys will be competing over the summer, and obviously you're hoping everybody gets through injury-free, but you never know. A lot of these guys will be competing on the international scene, trying to make junior or senior world teams, and university nationals are coming up in freestyle. I mean, it's just It's obviously an ongoing process now. And again, there's projections out there. You can find them everywhere. But I think, again, we'll wait and see how it all settles out. They have a lot of talent, a lot of guys that will be challenging at different spots for starting roles next season.
Do we have a couple of guys who we think can replace Sirachi? I mean, that they'll allow to wrestle at the same time?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because Carter, I don't want to overstate this, but to a large degree, he kind of took Zack Ryder under his wing this year. And Zack is a remarkably gifted wrestler. And a fun personality, by the way, to boot. So I think, but listen, Josh Barr, I could drop back down to 184 next year. I don't know what his plans are, but I mean, that's certainly within the realm of possibility. If you're asking me right now, who do I think? I think it would be Zack Ryder would be the guy at 184 next year. And I think right out of the gate, he'll be a title contender. Now, again, you have McAnally there. There's Angelo Ferrari with Iowa. I mean, there are some studs there, but Zack Ryder's a stud himself, and I think that's going to be one of the more fun weight classes to kind of see. You got a bunch of young rising stars, and I do mean stars in the sport at that weight next year.
Do you think what do you think will do it? I mean, Marisol is obviously a great wrestler, but man, he's awful small.
Yeah. Oh, for Cole, you mean at heavyweight?
Yeah.
I think he'll put on some good weight over the summer. Would be my expectation. I mean, they'll work hard on that, and I think. I actually haven't talked to them about it, but my guess is they're hoping to get him up to, around 230, anyway. And you can be very, I mean, we've seen guys win titles at, in that 225, 230, neighborhood. So, yeah, he'll keep working to bulk up. And, it's funny because people will talk, about, man, it must be nice in wrestling where all these guys are watching what they eat to just be able to eat, what you want. That's not what they do to put on weight. Like, it is you really do have to be, very disciplined and you're eating the right food to put on the right weight, there at the heavyweight spot. So it's not quite the, just, man, this is nice, because it's not, they're not sitting around eating a bunch of ice cream sundaes the way I would be to bulk up. They're, it's a very specific protein diet and obviously lifting program to try to put on, again, the right weight. But yeah, I think Cole will be fine next year. I think he'll be, again, right in the mix. There's obviously a bunch of guys that I think will be in the mix there at heavyweight next year nationally, but I think he'll more than hold his own.
You think my wife's ham pot pie then is kind of pretty much out of question?
I would never, no, I would never say that's out of the question.
Okay, Jeff, once again, it was, I tell you, I was maybe more proud of the team as a whole based on the way they did it than I would have been had we had six champions. I think what they did, I'm sure, had to have been unprecedented with the comeback bouts and the wrestle backs and so on, because, I mean, aside from Davis's one loss, theoretically, they could have had, well, we don't know what would have happened had Kirkley been able to wrestle, but yep. He obviously wasn't going to win the title under the circumstances, but it was just absolutely incredible what they did.
It was 17-1 in contested bouts in wrestlebacks. That's just crazy. I mean, that is.
Yeah, you win the first 20, and then you win 17 or 18 of the last ones. That's pretty amazing.
It really is. No, it was a spectacular tournament, and your sentiment was shared by I had several friends reach out and like, man, I've never been more proud after a Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon session, saying, this obviously has been a great run, proud of everything this team has accomplished, but never more proud than watching those guys come back with the fire, the passion, the energy, obviously putting team first, knowing that those points were going to be important in the team race and trying to get that points record. It's very special stuff when you have guys who are dreaming of the ultimate, that dream gets taken away or lost, and then you still are able to gather yourself and come back with the type of performance and more so the type of effort that team gave on Saturday. It really was very, very special stuff.
I suspect that was, in the way it happened, was probably right down Cale's alley. First of all, he would have expected nothing less than their full effort, but I can imagine he's got to be bursting with pride for every one of them.
Yeah, no, I think the entire program is, and rightfully so.
Yeah, well, maybe let's hope for the best, because, boy, I'd hate to see Cale lose his job, next year. So let's hope that a couple of them guys stick in there and do their job, because, and all kidding aside, Jeff, I've met him personally 3 or 4 different times for, 5-8 minutes. And if there's a nicer man on campus, I don't know who it would be.
Yes. Have you not met me? I'm talking right here in the microphone.
You're not. He's on campus more than you are.
Well, that's true. I'm not on campus. Okay, I'll give it to you. All right, fine.
And besides that, my number two probably would have been Scott, but you're in there.
Yeah, fair enough. I wouldn't put me on the
put him in
category either, actually.
Yeah. Hey, once again, Jeff, I cannot wait for the first broadcast next year. Maybe you can get into doing some of this freestyle stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Yeah, not as familiar with it, obviously getting more familiar with it, but yeah, I wouldn't mind giving that another whirl here at some point.
Well, you guys, I'll touch base here probably before fall again, but it's been a great year, and once again, your broadcaster, if you can't get excited listening to your broadcast, even if you don't know anything about wrestling, you must be dead.
Well, and rest in peace to not listening this morning.
Ooh, that's
appreciate the phone call,
Thank you, as always.
Phone line, again, open at 814-954-7266.
All right, now on Twitter, you can follow us on Twitter. It's Let's Talk 987 Fox. All one big word. Let's Talk 987 Fox. And so over the weekend, after everything was all done, I mean, for goodness sakes, buddy, the kudos, just thank yous and thank yous and thank yous. Here's a few.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so from Danny, don't know where he's from, says, Danny, thank you, Jeff, you outshined ESPN. Which, I don't know, maybe that doesn't take much, because apparently ESPN, well, I shared with you when you called in on Friday morning, I said I was watching some of the action on ESPNU on Thursday, and half the time the clock is not on the screen, and I'm thinking it just says 1, 2, 3, like period,
yeah,
1, 2, 3, and I'm thinking, how much time is left? I don't know.
That is odd. I mean,
I couldn't believe it. Now, then later on, the clock pops on. I'm like, oh, well, that's good, and then it would disappear again. I'm thinking, what the heck?
Yeah.
All right, we have somebody from, I think, Mifflin County, who says, Jeff is the best 38 years. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you've been calling Penn State Wrestling since you were 17? Is that accurate?
I think it's 36 years.
36? That's a lot.
Yeah.
Is that many? So you started when you were 19?
When we were probably 35 years of kind of full time. When I was a sophomore at Penn State, Jerry Fisher was doing the wrestling on WRSC at the time, and he got asked to do Penn State, Iowa for WPSX for TV. And he's like, and he knew I followed the team closely. We had talked about it, and he's like, hey, do you want to broadcast the Penn State Iowa meet? I'm like, well, yeah.
Sure.
I've never been as nervous for anything in my life as it was the first live play-by-play event I had ever done on radio. It's Penn State Iowa in Rec Hall. I mean, it was crazy. And had an absolutely great time doing it. Jerry allowed me to do, I think it was the rest of the home matches with him that year. And then the following year, my junior year, he's like, hey, I'm going to kind of concentrate on women's basketball if you want to do the wrestling. I'm like, well, yeah, that would be kind of awesome.
Okay.
And so I started doing it, yeah, my junior year at Penn State, and had some different folks do it with me over the first, I don't even know, 10 years or so. Jim Abbott was with me for a while, Dean DeVore, who we did it competing against each other for a while. Both WRSC and WMAJ in those days were doing Penn State sports with local broadcasts, and but then we teamed up together for a few years there. My dad actually did it for a couple of years with me. Had a great time doing that, and then just kind of went back to doing solo. Originally, it's like, just get, you know, through this season, then we'll figure somebody out. And then I'm like, just go ahead and just keep doing it solo. So,
just go.
But yeah, it's been a long time. Not quite that long.
Not, 38. That's like, that seems a bit high, but okay. From Doug, he says, quote, the best hands down. Very nice. But the best one.
Put your hands down.
The best one is from J.W., from Harrisburg. J.W. said, quote, I'd love to buy this man a beer.
Hey, hey, hey! Let's make this happen, J.W.
All right, we're going to take a break in a moment. Jay, now remember,
now we're getting somewhere.
J.W. was listed from Harrisburg. Well, our FM signal doesn't get that far, but our streaming gets everywhere.
Everywhere.
So if J.W. is listening this morning,
I'm willing to go to Harrisburg.
We want you to call in later, and we're going to make up the hookup so that you can buy this man a beer.
There you go.
He said to the whole world, thank you, I'd love to buy this man a beer. Okay, so we have you on record, JW. You need to buy the man a beer. So there we go. All right,
I'll take it.
Let's take a commercial break here so Jay can get to his telephone.
It's becoming the best Monday ever.
Not too bad, actually. All right, you're listening to Let's Talk. Boy, do we have lots to talk about.
Oh,
again, we could take an hour and do sports now. We're not going to take an hour. Well, maybe we will. I don't know. We'll see. A whole lot of sports over the weekend. We'll see how much he actually compiled when Let's Talk returns in a moment. Yes, we'll have that newsy stuff later. Do not worry. We'll be back.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Lycoming Supply Incorporated, located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, is looking to hire numerous carpenters, laborers, and operators starting immediately for the construction season. Lycoming Supply is a reputable contractor that has been in business since 1948 and is family-owned. Lycoming Supply specializes in building bridges, box culverts, and also performs demolition work throughout the mid-state region. Having a CDL is preferred but not necessary. Stop by their office located at 801 Beaver Street in in Williamsport and fill out an application and have two forms of ID ready. Lycoming Supply is an EEO employer. You may mail a resume or visit their office at Lycoming Supply, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. for more information. Lycoming Supply Incorporated, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 today.
The Center Hall Farm Store is proud to serve our community as a small family business that provides big-time service. Folks, you can still stock up on those wood pellets this winter. The Center Hall Farm Store makes its own horse, cow, pig, chicken, and bird feeds and has a great variety of pet feeds for your needs. Open weekdays from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 8 to noon. Check us out at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall or on the web at centerhallfarmstore.com. That's centerhallfarmstore.com. Finally, the soundtrack of summer is returning to the airwaves here in Happy Valley. And it's doing so right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This year's Pittsburgh Pirates offer a mix of veteran stars.
Andrew McCormick has won it! They're going crazy! The Pirates have won this game!
And perhaps baseball's newest shining star.
The 2-2. He got him, and he's done it again. Paul Skeens finishes strong.
Every game, all season long, brings the promise of new excitement.
The Bucks walk it off in grand fashion.
Don't miss the action of Pirates baseball this season. The Buccos are back here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Raise the Jolly Roger!
Get up and get going with the Happy Valleys, 98.7 The Fox.
It is a Monday morning, but it is a great Monday morning here in the Valley of Happiness. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese with you, and this is the time of the morning where we typically take a check of sports, and so we will today as well. Oh, where to start? Oh, let me just randomly pick a place. Well, here's an interesting little note. The Penn State wrestling team won the national championship over the weekend.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and start there. Nittany Lions making history in Philadelphia over the weekend. Penn State breaking its own NCAA record for most points scored in a championships with 177. And Penn State becoming the second team in history to crown 10 All-Americans. Penn State becomes the first team in history to have all 10 starters finish in the top six of their respective weight classes. And Penn State's Carter Starace making a little history of his own. He wins the national title at 184 pounds and becomes the first wrestler ever to win five NCAA titles. Mitchell Messenbrink joining Starace as a national champion. He wins the title at 165. Redshirt freshman Josh Barr battling through injury to take runner-up honors at 197 pounds. Penn State had five third-place finishers in Luke Lilidahl at 125, Bo Bartlett at 141, Shane Van Ness at 149, Tyler Kasak at 157, and Levi Haynes at 174. If you're keeping track, and I was, that's eight wrestlers in the top three at the NCAA championships. That is what we call insane. Braden Davis took home All-America honors at 133 with a fifth-place finish, and Greg Kirkfleet had to medically forfeit to sixth place due to a knee injury. Penn State winning its 13th national championship in program history and its 12th in the last 14 championships under Cale Sanderson. It is also the fourth straight for the Nittany Lions. The 12 titles for Sanderson is the second most by a single coach in NCAA wrestling history. Only Iowa's Dan Gable, with 15 championships, has more. Penn State is losing just three seniors from this year's team. Three-time All-American Bo Bartlett at 141, five-time NCAA champion Carter Storace at 184, and five-time All-American and national champion Greg Kirkfleet at heavyweight. Penn State should be, you know, pretty good.
Not bad.
Next season. Keep an eye on them. Penn State hockey. They're doing pretty well.
Woohoo!
Penn State is headed to the NCAA championships, as we had been suspecting that they would. What a turnaround for Guy Gadowski's squad from the fall semester to the spring semester, and it pays off with a birth in the NCAA tournament. It becomes official yesterday. Nittany Lions earning their fourth NCAA tournament berth. Penn State will be the number four seed in Allentown. Nittany Lions will battle the third overall seed, Maine, in the second regional semifinal this Friday, March 28th. It'll be an 8:30 face-off at the PPL Center in Allentown. Is it just me, or do you think there could be a couple of Penn State fans that show up down there?
Oh, just a few.
I think there's a chance. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Penn State, again, taking on Maine, which will be the number one seed in the regional. The earlier matchup will have UConn taking on Quinnipiac. That'll be a 5 o'clock start. And, the first game will be on ESPNU. And then, the championship game, which of course will pit, the UConn Quinnipiac winner against the Maine Penn State winner, that game, will be, at 5 o'clock on
Sunday
at the PPL Center, and that one will air on ESPNU. So best of luck to the Nittany Lions. They don't need no stinking luck. They're just going to go out and dominate.
Well, they've never played Maine before, which is interesting. Those two apparently have never played. So this is a first in a number of reasons.
Maine is in for a surprise.
Maine's pretty good.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun game. Oregon scored the first three goals in Sunday afternoon's game against the Penn State women's lacrosse team, but then the Nittany Lions rolled. And I mean, they went on a streak. Penn State ends up winning the game 19-10. Penn State improving to 3-7 on the season, 1-2 in the Big Ten. Brooke Haas led the team in scoring with a career-high 5 goals. Kelly McKinney added a goal and 4 assists for the Nittany Lions. Great performance there. The men's lacrosse team lost its Big Ten opener to ninth-ranked Ohio State 13-9 on Saturday. Penn State falling to 6-2 on the season overall. 0-1 now, of course, in the Big Ten. 7 different goal scorers for Penn State. But again, the Nittany Lions fall in the Big Ten opener. What do I have? Oh, I'm putting stuff together quickly, and I knew I was going to do this. I miscopied and pasted stuff, and okay. I went over something here. So, Penn State baseball falling to 10-5 on the series on the season after losing its series finale to Michigan State yesterday at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Penn State scored 3 in the 7th to close to a 2-run deficit, but then the doggone Spartans responded with runs in the 8th and 9th to again win it 10-5. Penn State now 16-7 on the season, 5-4 in Big Ten play. Logan Olsen got the start for Penn State. He allowed 2 runs on 1 hit and 3 walks while striking out 2 and in 1 2/3 innings. Penn State, 5 runs on 12 hits. Paxton Kling recording 3 hits, including a double. He also scored a couple of runs and added a stolen base for good measure. Joe Jokonski also had a couple of doubles for the Nittany Lions. And Penn State still off to a very good start this season. The Nittany Lions will resume Big Ten play this coming weekend at Michigan. They'll get that series underway on Friday at 4 o'clock.
We're not going to be able to go eat hot dogs Tuesday night.
I'm sorry.
I want to go.
Terribly.
We should have... That should be mandatory. Just every Tuesday should be a home game. They need to make that happen.
Hey, Chicago, did you hear that?
Come on.
Big Ten, come on.
What are we doing with no dollar dog night?
You'll live.
Feels like an empty Tuesday is what it feels like.
69th Penn State men's tennis team dropping a 4-3 decision to Wisconsin. Despite a doubles point clinch and 2 singles wins from Lauren Byers, my brother, not really,
no.
And Sam Bossom, but I'm trying to claim him, Nittany Lions falling short, nonetheless, to the Badgers. Not as bad as losing to the Buckeyes. Got to give them that.
Okay.
No, I'd rather lose to
Ohio
State.
You say so.
No, I don't want to lose to Ohio State ever in anything. Penn State track and field teams opening the outdoor season. You know, it feels like just a couple of weeks ago they were wrapping up the indoor season. Oh, they were.
They were.
Strong showing at the Penn Challenge, not Penn State, Penn Challenge in Philadelphia. Hey. They were down
where
there
were
in the
you?
Same city where we were. 8 Nittany Lions earned first place finishes. Colin Burkhart and Nathan Williams dominated the men's hammer throw, taking first and second, respectively, in that event. Joe White won the men's long jump. On the women's side, Gabrielle DeGlau. I apologize. I don't know her pronunciation. I will find it out later today. DeGlau, I'm going to go with, placed first overall in the hammer throw. Hannah Riolo in the women's high jump claimed first. Audrey Friedman won the women's javelin. And Victoria Atkinson tied for first in the women's pole vault. Also, Lauren Prince with the first place finish in the women's 200 meters. Yeah, it's a good start to the season. And I'm glad that we're at the point where we can have outdoor track and field events, outdoor events.
For now.
Don't get me started, Geezy. Don't get me started. I did take a peek.
But starting next hour.
Oh,
okay, come on.
Do not.
Next hour.
I am ready to unload on that guy.
Okay. Jerk. Oh, boy.
I understand. He's not actually to blame. He's not causing the weather.
Really?
I do get it. But I still want to blame him.
Okay.
Got to blame somebody. Penn State women's gymnastics team competed in a successful second session of the Women's Gymnastics Big Ten Championships on Saturday in Michigan. Squad tallied a 196.05 and got a 9.9 on the floor from sophomore Alyssa Kramer. Also, freshman Elizabeth Leary placed 11th in the all-around with a 39.225. Job well done there. Also, over the weekend, The women's tennis team getting a Big Ten road victory over Rutgers. I like beating Rutgers, too. 4-1 was the final there. Tessa Janicki from the Penn State women's hockey team was named a second team CCMAHCA All-American. Job well done there. Very impressive. And, again, Pittsburgh Pirates will get underway on Thursday. Season opener at the Florida Marlins in Miami. 4:10 first pitch, 3:40 airtime here on Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. What am I missing? I know I'm missing stuff. I am behind. I am out of sorts.
We will catch up tomorrow.
I have no doubt I'm missing some things, and I apologize. We were throwing things together this morning, truthfully. Just things got away from me this weekend. And yesterday was kind of catch-up day at home and getting some things done there. And so I'll admit, I plead that I dropped the ball. But I think that's the primary. Trying to look here. Former Penn State defensive back Nick Scott did resign with the Carolina Panthers. Saw that over the weekend. And if I'm missing anything else locally, obviously the NCAA men's basketball tournament continuing. UConn not going to repeat. Florida outlasted UConn in a pretty wild game yesterday.
That had some fireworks.
Danny Hurley was very pleased with the officiating down the stretch thinks that was that just Florida won the square, just was very gracious.
He had some choice words.
What? I thought he was just very gracious.
That did not go well.
Congratulations to Florida. No, that was not.
And
the way
Maryland, Maryland scores on the last shot of the game.
I call them the Terrapins. Little nickname.
Well, they like to go by the Crab Five, which is actually kind of cute.
They say the Turtles.
The problem is, if you watch this game yesterday, it was a great finish. Maryland celebrating, blah, blah, blah. You go back and you look at that last play. Sure looks like a traveling call.
What? How dare you?
He gets the third step in there before he takes the shot.
I can't believe you would suggest
it. Gee, refs, they had a rough weekend.
You know what? Colorado State was shell-shocked.
Okay.
Headline writer available for anybody out there that needs one. Shell-shocked, I tell you.
Now,
They're the Terrapins.
Folks, this is Scott here, and I'm wearing the shirt this morning. Here it is.
He's a Michigan State dad.
Or I was, okay.
Well, once a Michigan State dad, always a
Michigan
State dad.
Go green! Go white!
Uh-huh.
All right.
Tom Izzo, he's a pretty good coach.
I've been to his house.
You have. I have not.
Very quickly before we take a break.
Yes.
One of my daughters got a master's degree at Michigan State.
Yes.
That's why I'm wearing
the shirt.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now this is a number of years ago now. And where she was living at the time, she lived very close to Coach Izzo's house. Coach Izzo, assuming he hasn't moved, Coach Izzo and his wife live in a residential area, not out far away from other people. They live right smack dab in the middle of a residential area. And my daughter found out where his house was. And one time when I was visiting, she's like, yeah, this is where he lives. This is a side street right over here. So I thought, I'm just going to go out for a walk, get some exercise. Walked right over to Coach Izzo's house. Now, I didn't do that, all right?
Uh-huh.
But I can say that I walked right in front of Coach Izzo's house. A lot like Joe Paterno. Joe Paterno, Joe and Sue Paterno live in a residential area right off campus.
Yeah.
This is much the same, all right? So, some of these coaches live like far away, like put some distance in between. Okay, that's fine. I get it. But some of these guys, maybe it's the older guys, they don't have a problem living in residential areas, and I'm assuming his neighbors do not give Coach Izzo You know, in other words, they're not a pain.
Yeah.
You know, hey, no, coach, good game last night. Hey, coach, the team sucked last night. Or whatever, all that stuff. No, they don't do that stuff. So it was interesting that my daughter, by happenstance, lived very close to his house. So I walked to his house. All right. That was like...
did he and he brought you in?
No.
Oh, I thought you said you were in his
house. No, no, no. I didn't do that.
No, I thought maybe he was out. It's like, hey.
No, no. If he was there...
I see you're a Michigan State dad. Come on in.
Well, I wasn't wearing the shirt back then. But, no, I walked in. I walked past his house. There we go. That's what I did. I walked past his house.
Oh.
Once upon a time.
One story quickly. Aaron Rodgers met with the Pittsburgh Steelers on, what was that, Friday. I think. Still no word on anything else, just, hey, they met.
For about 6 hours, though.
Yeah.
So, is this going to happen or not?
I don't
know. We'll see. All right, let's take that break. All right, we got lots of things to talk about on an open phone show.
Yeah, I have a few things from the weekend. Just a couple of
I was going to ask.
Yeah, it was a few things that were a little interesting.
So we got more sportsy stuff, kind of.
Yeah.
We got some newsy stuff, kind of. I'm a little ticked off at a certain state agency, which we will share later on.
Huh.
We will have your phone calls, of course. We'll share the phone number in just a bit. Let's Talk is just full of it. Yes, we are. We'll be right back.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200, 25 horsepower, with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time. Even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Daughter Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
Your home for local sports. We are Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This spring we'll have live coverage of Center County baseball and softball. With the long, strong traditions of great players and great teams in our area, you can follow this season from opening day through the state championship. All right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We wish all of the local athletes the best of luck in the upcoming season. Stay tuned for more local sports right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
It is a Monday morning we have in play here on Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and hey, it could be you. Your big showbiz break awaits.
And you wrestling fans, you want to buy the guy a beer, you got to call in. Okay, you got to call in.
814-954-7266. 814-954-7266. We'll get you into the big show this morning.
We'll see if we can get you a 12-pack by the end of the
show.
There you
go. I like it.
All right. All right, lots to cover. Let's touch on just a few more sportsy things.
Okay.
All right? I mean, it was a weekend. I mean, it was March Madness, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
All right, it was a weekend. Tonight, the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament. You know, they take center stage tonight.
My bracket, by the way, I don't know how the rest of you are doing. Perfect so far.
Oh, sure.
Have not lost a game yet.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty easy for me to pick this year's winners.
After the games were over?
No, what are you talking about? No, I'll show you the bracket.
What are you talking about? Now, we were talking about hockey. The NCAA Women's Championship had a whale of a game yesterday. It was all Big Ten. It was Wisconsin and Ohio State. And if you missed it, Ohio State is leading 3-2 in the final minute. It looks like it's a done deal for the Buckeyes.
It's all over.
And then Wisconsin, you know, pull the goalie, attack the goal. A penalty shot is called with about 14 seconds left. Like, oh my gosh, are you kidding?
They were not.
So Wisconsin scores on the penalty shot. So now it's tied. And, of course, then you go to overtime. Wisconsin scores in overtime. You talk about being this close to being dead, and somehow you pull it out and win the championship. I mean, the fans go berserk yesterday. So congratulations to the Wisconsin women. I mean, it's just like, wow, what an amazing finish to that game.
Impressive stuff.
Now, for the men, Penn State again is going to Allentown. Allentown was like set up in advance. For those of you that don't, if you think, oh, it just, no, Allentown's been set up as a regional for a while, and Penn State is the official host.
Yep.
So even if Penn State had not gone, Penn State would still be the official host for Friday night. And then the final game is on Sunday. Man, I'd like to go to that game Friday night. That would be. Their tickets are for sale. I think if you go to the gopsusports.com website, somewhere on there has to be a link to get tickets to the PPL Center on Friday night. Penn State takes on Maine. Again, Maine's really good, so that should be a dynamite game. Whoever gets out of Allentown goes to the Frozen Four, which I've always loved that name. The Frozen Four.
Yep.
That's a Final Four. The Frozen Four. Now, it's kind of interesting. This year, the Frozen Four will be in St. Louis. That's in Missouri.
Oh, that's St. Louis.
Well, you might wonder, because I was looking.
I was wondering.
I was looking this up yesterday, and I'm thinking, am I not reading this right? There is a host school for, like, each regional, and there's a host school for the finals. The Frozen Four is in St. Louis. The host school is the University of Vermont.
There you go.
Wait a minute. Like, wait a minute. What? Somebody want to grab a map? Those two aren't even close to each other. Like, what the? Okay. Next year, they've already set this up. There's going to be a regional in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Hosted by the University of Hawaii.
Well, close. Huh? Nebraska, Omaha is the host. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Is that, I don't know, kind of close? Well, maybe those two aren't that far apart. I'm not sure.
Well, closer than
Vermont and St. Louis.
That is for sure.
It's like, what the, where did that come from? That's bizarre. All right.
Obviously,
watched a lot of basketball over the weekend, and there were some good games, and there were some duds. All right, there were just some duds. Check your bracket. Big Ten has, now this is on the men's side, Big Ten has four teams still playing. You got Purdue, you got Michigan, you got Michigan State, go green, go white, and then you got Maryland with their last second travel.
We don't know what you're talking
that
about.
One is going to get scrutinized because it's like one, two, yep, third step. I don't know. Maybe the NCAA is picking up the NBA rules now, apparently. Two things just drove me crazy. If you watched any of this action, and of course there was plenty of action over the
only
weekend.
Only two things. That's actually pretty
good. Two things in particular.
Oh, okay.
First off, this is a relatively new thing where, and CBS has had this tournament, God, forever. I mean, a very long time. I'm assuming this is part of the contract. that CBS has with the NCAA, that they get to do coaches' interviews during the game, like during the action. And if you watched any of this, you can just tell when there's a coach who's like, I really don't want to be doing this. Can I go talk to my team?
Pretty understandable.
Yeah, can I go talk to my team instead of answering a couple of pointless questions from a reporter with a microphone in his hand? Rick Pitino on Saturday. There was the game between St. John's and Arkansas. Rick Pitino and John Calipari, and that got all the publicity.
Yep.
Okay. Pitino is getting up there in age. Okay, he is. And he's a little crotchety, maybe. And they did a timeout. Now, they record these things during a commercial break.
Crotchety.
And then they come back out and air it. And the guy is doing this interview with Pitino, and you can just see the look on his face like, I don't want to talk to you. I want to go over here and talk to my team. So Pitino answers one question, and then he just walks away. He just walks away. It's supposed to be, I think, at least two questions. Pitino answers one, gives a short answer, walks to his team. And I'm thinking, good for you, coach. All right? It's like, come on, you don't need to have pointless interviews coming out of commercial breaks. It's like, now, I'm assuming CBS demands it. Why else would they put it in there? They didn't used to do that a few years ago. Now there it is. Boom. And speaking of CBS, guys,
oh boy,
I realize that you pay a lot of money to air this tournament. You've been doing it for decades. Okay, I get it. All right. And so you sell commercials because lots of eyeballs, lots of people are watching. All right, we get it. You're probably making very good money, enough to, you know, make a profit and all that sort of thing.
Sure.
No, please. All right. Geico, the car insurance company.
Uh-huh.
Geico has a lot of commercials. We've all seen them. But over the weekend, for whatever reason, if this was CBS or if this was, maybe it was Geico, okay? Now, if you have Geico insurance, good for you. I'm glad I don't, but you're fine. They aired the same commercial over and over and over and over again. And yes, it was the annoying commercial with the pig, okay? The, you know, the spokes guy comes in. You really think Geico can save you 15% on car insurance?
I thought Rosie O'Donnell moved to Ireland.
No. This is this,
some other
annoying guy.
Got it.
You really
think
Geico can save you 15% or more on car insurance? You know, he's kind of cool and cool dude. Did the little pig cry wee 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 all the way home? And then of course you've got this annoying pig wee. I saw this commercial 20 times, and I'm thinking, I want to have a pork sandwich, okay? It's like, get rid of the pig. Ah! I was going bananas, like, oh my God, it's the pig again. Geico, you have other commercials with the little green dude, all right? Put him on. Just no more of the pig.
Whatever happened to the cave?
I don't know if Geico is intentionally trying to piss off viewers or whatever. It's just enough with the pig. Oh, come on. Am I the only person? I can't have been the only person. I got sick and tired of seeing the pig. No more pig.
You are anti-pig.
And the thing is,
that
commercial is several years old. It's not like it's a brand new commercial. They pulled out an old one. It's just the pig, the pig, the pig. You did miss one thing.
I have no doubt.
Shame on you.
Yes.
But you were extremely busy. Ty Salazar over the weekend was named the Pennsylvania Big School. That means the top three levels, 4, 5, and 6A.
Yep.
The Big School, Mr. Pennsylvania Football on Saturday.
Fantastic.
Congratulations to Ty. That is phenomenal. That's like the Heisman Trophy.
That is a big deal.
And then there's what they call small school, which is class A, 2A, 3A. And that was somebody from, I think, Northwestern Lehigh, I think was that guy. So congratulations to Ty. That is fabulous. That is quite an honor for him. Now, I'll be honest, I don't know. Where's he going to school. Where's he going to college? I'm a Penns Valley guy. I don't follow State High that closely. I don't know. We'll have to look it up.
Yeah.
We'll look it up.
It's not,
I don't know where Ty's going.
I do know.
All right. You're the State High announcer. I figured maybe you knew.
I do.
But congratulations to him. That is a fantastic honor. One more quick thing before we take a break. Now, I noticed this, and maybe you did.
Delaware.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
He's going to be a blue hen.
Yes.
That's right. I forgot about the blue hens.
They're making the move up.
He's going to be a UD.
Yep.
University of Delaware.
Playing D1 football.
It's interesting. If you watched, and I'm thinking especially the men's, I'll be honest, I didn't hardly watch any of the women's tournament. I just didn't. I watched the men's. There is a promo. And it'll keep running, I'm sure, over these next 2 weeks. Here's a website to check out. It's actually kind of an interesting read. It's from the NCAA. So it's ncaa.org/drawtheline. And I saw this promo a bunch of times over the weekend. And it's about betting. All right? This explosion of betting. You can do it from the palm of your hand now and all that sort of stuff. How that affects college sports. Now, there was a statistic in this promo, and I'm thinking, wow, if that's a legitimate stat, that's incredible. One-third of college athletes are harassed, and it's tied to betting. One-third. All right? You just did a whole bunch of stuff with wrestlers. I'm assuming there was betting. There's betting on wrestling, right?
Oh, yeah.
There must be.
There's betting on everything.
On everything.
Literally everything.
According to the promo, one-third of college athletes feel some kind of pressure or harassment tied to betting. If that's true, that's really bad. What do you think? I mean, do you ever encounter this or see this?
I am actually just generally amazed. Taking the betting out, and that's another whole matter. I am just generally amazed at the number of people that are okay with taking shots. Again, you can criticize. Boy, I don't think so-and-so lived up to his potential. That was a disappointing performance. Okay, that you can live with. The whole, they need to revoke this guy's scholarship. This guy's a bum. Get him out of here. We never wanted him. What are you doing? Like, what are you doing with your life? Seriously. That you are taking to whatever social media platform it may be, or, I mean, some of these people, and I think this is more what they're talking, like, you're writing directly because you can find these guys' Twitter accounts,
social media,
emails and stuff. And sometimes people get their phone numbers. I mean, we've had guys on and it's like they're getting text messages from morons that they don't know who couldn't begin to do half of what these folks are accomplishing. And somehow you feel entitled that, yep, no, I'm going to let this guy really have it because he didn't win and I wanted him to win. Honestly, like, what in the hell are you doing with your life?
Because they're gambling.
Like, you have gone absolutely. I'm sure that is
part of it.
But there are people that are not gambling that are still, vicious. We've talked about it. Going all the way back to Sam Ficken was getting death threats, for God's sake, because he missed field goals in a football game.
That was 10 years ago.
Like, you wanted him to make them. Like, we get it. Death threats. Like, people writing that they wanted him dead or that they were going to take him out because he missed a field goal. Like, man, dudes. Honestly, like, somewhere along the way, you have lost your way.
Yes.
Love sports fans in general. I'm a sports fan. It has never occurred to me. And By the way, like during the game, while I'm watching in the privacy of my home, yes, I'm saying idiotic stuff. You bum! You jerk! Nobody's around to hear it. I'm not sending it to the individual person. And I get over it. Like, if the game's over, it's like, man, that stinks. I really wish they would have done better. And then you go on with your day. What is the matter with you? And, yeah, I mean, I'm sure the gambling is part of it. Man, if you're losing, it's a different, take. But, again, what these kids are doing, and even at the professional level, like they're going out and playing a game. Dude. And, like, sometimes you just have... I had a couple of friends even after the semifinal round Friday night. It's like, man, wait, what is going on? I thought Cal would have these guys ready. So, well, what is going on is, you see, they're wrestling other really good guys. And the other good guys got a move and edged the Penn State guys. They have really good coaches in their corner. Sometimes, even the best of Tiger Woods, back in his prime, when he was on top of everything, he missed a couple of putts. What? No, you can't miss a putt! You're the greatest guy!
That's right. You're Tiger Woods. You don't miss putts.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens.
Like, it is sports. And sports are played, sit down here, folks, by human beings. What?
What?
And human beings, I know you're listening to this program and you're like, well, not all human beings
not
are flawed.
Us. No, of course not.
But most human beings have flaws. And we have days, folks, where it's like, man, now today, not a great example. Today I'm actually unprepared for the show.
What?
There are days, though, where I come in with a stack of stuff. I am organized. I have...
That's insane.
I think I'm on top of everything. And it's like you start flubbing your words. It's like, well, no, that's not how I wanted that to come out. No, I didn't mean that. Like, we all have days where it's... You think you're ready to go. You think you're all prepared. And it just... It doesn't work out. Well, it happens in sports, too. Like, these guys, they're, again, human beings. We have just off days. Well, why did you do that? That was stupid. I don't know. Why did I leave the coffee on my the top of my car and then I pulled out without remembering to put it in my cup holder? I've been on the planet long enough to know better. It happens. It
just happens.
Like, we do dumb things from time to time. Well, yeah, athletes. I can't believe Chris Webber would call a timeout. How did he not know? He had a lapse in judgment for a moment. Like, really? You've never had a lapse of judgment in your life? Man, congratulations, dude. You're like the one person we've ever met, ever heard of, who didn't have that moment of, oh, man, I just forgot what I was doing. I don't know. Have you ever, like, we just, this just happened. This is before even we go to the wrestling trip, but we're specifically just driving to a specific place, our family. It's like, we just got to go over. We're doing one thing and then we're coming right back home running a quick errand. And I'm driving by the place we're going to because I'm used to coming out to here. And my wife's looking at me and I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, are we going somewhere else before we go there? I'm like, well, apparently, but not for any good reason. I'm just used my,
oops.
I'm used to just going right past oops. Here. And so we turn around and we go, like.
Force of habit.
You get a little absent-minded from time to time. It happens. And yeah, I mean, the whole sports gambling thing is. But it's like everything else. There are people that take it too far. And like everything else, I don't think, you know, there's people that are, the casino down at the mall, there are people that are very worked up about it. I'm like, well, and are they right that, yep, this is going to ruin some lives? Like, there will be people that are are going to not be able to control themselves. And yes, I mean, I have zero doubt that that is going to happen. Also, I think it's going to be a really neat thing for a lot of us that, yeah, maybe once every few months, it's like, yeah, I want to go down and have a little fun, won a little, won $20 on a lottery ticket, got a little extra bonus at work, I saved up a little bit, just want to go down, have a night out, have some fun. I think most people are going to be able to do that. It's with all of these things. Are there people that, again, we obviously have terrible issues with alcohol addiction, with drug addiction, all of that. I also know a lot of people that's like, yeah, I smoke pot every now and then just to relax or whatever. I say, okay, well, you do you. Not my scene. But will I have a couple of beers every now and then? Yeah, yep, that is my scene. Respect people that don't. That's cool. But do we, because there are people that will get out and drive drunk, there are people that are going to be and are alcoholics, are people that are going to be addicted to weed and it is going to be a gateway and they're going to have other problems. Again, if we do that with everything, and there are people that want, you know, government types in particular, well, there are people that are drinking too much soda. We need to limit the size of the soda and how much you can. No, like, freedom of choice. And yeah, there's going to be people that take it too far. Again, I don't think we should get rid of things because some people can't control. And again, for various reasons. And I understand that some of it is, you know, predisposition and all of that. But if we actually tried to make everything illegal that somebody could be, well, then we'd have to shut down all of the gyms. There are people that are addicted to exercise. Like, they will run, walk, and to the point that it is unhealthy. You name anything out there, there are people that overdo it. Well, you can't run your society prohibiting the activities that could lead to some, or you're not going to be able to do anything. So, again, I don't know what the answer is here, but stop it. Stop with the harassing student-athletes or athletes or humans in general. Did you see the thing with the coach yanking the girl's hair?
Yes. That's way out of line.
What in the world?
I think it was in New York State.
This was a Hall of Fame high school coach. If you didn't see it, over the weekend, his team is losing, lost in the, I don't know if it was the championship game.
I think it was New York State.
Yeah. And he's walking behind the players and he grabs one of his players' hair,
by the ponytail,
and yanks her. And, I mean, within hours, he's fired and has issued an apology and saying he was out of line, which obviously he was, but, like, somewhere he thought he had the right to pull a player's head back. Like, that is, I mean, yes, you did go too far, but the fact that you even thought in a moment that, yeah, I ought to be able to do this because this dude was a coach for a long time. Yeah.
People just,
I mean, that is,
you lose it,
bad
lose it
stuff.
For a moment, but in that moment, like, can be dangerous.
Yeah. Not
there
good.
We go.
All right. Well, we're way overdue.
So let's take a break here.
All right. We'll do it.
By the way, we do have open line time if you'd like to chime in. I have two quick wrestling things when we come back.
All right.
And then I've got this complaint again about a state agency. This is a personal complaint. I wonder how many of you have the same complaint.
Because I never complain.
I got this and I'm thinking, are you kidding me? Really? What's he talking about? Well, you got to stay tuned and we'll find out. Let's talk here on a Monday morning. We'll continue after this.
Would
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority is proud to support local sports here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Check out our website at centercountyrecycles.org for employment opportunities, upcoming events, the authority's newsletter, and details on what can and can't be recycled, as well as updated schedules. That's centercountyrecycles.org. Once again, the website is centercountyrecycles.org. Your home for local sports. We are Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This spring we'll have live coverage of Center County baseball and softball. With the long, strong traditions of great players and great teams in our area, you can follow this season from opening day through the state championship. All right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We wish all of the local athletes the best of luck in the upcoming season. Stay tuned for more local sports right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Like Cummings Supply Incorporated, located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, is looking to hire numerous carpenters, laborers, and operators starting immediately for the construction season. Like Cummings Supply is a reputable contractor that has been in business since 1948 and is family-owned. Like Cummings Supply specializes in building bridges, box culverts, and also performs demolition work throughout the mid-state region. Having a CDL is preferred but not necessary. Stop by their office located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport and fill out an application and have two forms of ID ready. Lycoming Supply is an EEO employer. You may mail a resume or visit their office at Lycoming Supply, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. for more information. Lycoming Supply Incorporated, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 today.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College. Get up and get going with the Happy Valley. 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, hey, let's talk here on a Monday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Phone line is open and available for your use. 814-954-7266. We'll get you into the big program this morning.
All right, in a moment we'll share, has this happened to you? All right, so stay tuned for that.
Oh boy.
All right, real quick. Finals Saturday night. Carter Storace's match is first. Was that an accident or just a dumb decision?
A dumb decision.
Dumb decision, okay.
I don't know what the explanation was. Now, it ultimately, I guess you would be able to argue, worked out beautifully for ESPN because one of the greatest upsets in NCAA tournament history ended up occurring in the final bout with Wyatt Hendrickson knocking off 2021 Olympic gold medalist Gable Steveson, handing him just his third collegiate loss. The other two, as Penn State fans already know, coming to Anthony Kassar. But again, it worked out for ESPN. But it wasn't just Penn State that is like, I mean, everybody I was talking to in the media, it's like, have we heard, this is on Friday night, Starace's obviously last. Have they confirmed that yet? I'm like, I haven't heard anything yet. And then Saturday morning, there's, one of the folks with ESPN tweeted out that, hey, this is going to be the match order. And I ended up, might get into this story sometime, ended up sharing a booth with the Oklahoma State play-by-play announcer, and he came in and hadn't heard this yet. He's like, hey, I can't find anything. Have they confirmed that Starace's last yet? And I'm like, well, no. And actually, they've confirmed that he'll be first. And he laughed. He's like, yeah, that'd be something. I'm like, no, that's actually what they're doing. And he's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, here's the what they posted. And he's like, well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I'm like, I hear you. And I have no idea. I still don't have any idea why that was. In the overall scheme of things, does it matter that much? No, but it's just, it's bizarre. They've always, not always, in recent years, they have made it so that the last bout is the, what they consider to be the featured bout. And again, going in, you obviously don't know that Wyatt Hendrickson is going to pull, one of the great surprises in the history of the sport. Again, it worked out beautifully for, ESPN, but going in, I mean, there's just no question that the bout, that was the most intriguing was, hey, you have the returning champ at this weight class, five-time All-American taking on a five-time national champion. That was the bout. And again, no explanation.
Please tell me ESPN didn't make that choice.
Oh, that was ESPN. That's all ESPN.
They did it.
Yes. Yep. No, that's entirely ESPN.
More reasons to hate TV networks.
Yep.
Okay.
No, that's entirely their decision.
Unbelievable. All right. Let's talk about this. Now, raise your hand. Now, if you're driving, be careful. Raise your hand if this has happened to you probably in the last week.
Simon didn't say you're all out.
No, that's not
it. Oh, that's sorry. I thought we were playing the game.
If you have gotten a text on your phone telling you that you owe money to Easy Pass.
Oh, yes.
You've gotten it?
Yes.
So have I. I heard from my daughter over the weekend, and she was smart. She's like, okay, I got this message, and makes no sense. I'm like, you're right, because it's garbage.
Yep.
Apparently, I'm looking at a USA Today story here. A whole lot of people, apparently. Now, raise your hand out there in radio land. We can see you. Yeah, we can see you. Raise your hand. I see a lot of hands. Okay. And hopefully you didn't bite and click on the link there, because apparently some scammer, all right, put this out here. And apparently it was not just in Pennsylvania. It happened in California. Apparently it happened in New York. Apparently it happened in a lot of places where people got these, you have an unpaid toll, and if you don't do something, it's going to be bad, or something like that. Here's the link. So apparently it happened all over the place. I'm looking at the story trying to figure out, do we know where? Well, okay, I think I may know where the scam came from. If you, again, folks, when you get it, it used to just be junk emails. Now it's junk texts.
Yep.
Okay. And the first thing you've got to do when you get one of these, like, what is this? Look at the phone number where it came from, because that should be displayed on your phone. Look at the phone number where it came from. So I got this thing the other day, and I'm like, okay, I mean, I've got one of those little Easy Pass little things on my windshield, because I have one daughter who I could take a toll road to go to where she lives. So I thought, all right, because again, if you don't get one of these and you pay the straight toll, it's getting pretty ridiculous what some of these straight tolls are.
That is a fact.
Very pricey. Easy Pass, it's like, I don't know if it's half price or something, but it's less expensive. Like, okay, fine, I'll get one of these things. Look at the phone number, because when I'm like, what is this? This can't be right. And so I thought, where's the phone number? The phone number started with 63. I'm thinking, okay, now wait a minute. We don't have phone numbers like that in America. And so I go online, phone number 63 is from the Philippines. Oh, boy. Somebody from the Philippines wants me to pay my Easy Pass amount. I don't think so. And so I reported it. You know, there's a way you can kind of report, you know, crappy texts now, mm-hmm. along with junk emails. But apparently, I thought maybe I was one of the few. And then I see this story. It's happening, like, all over the place. Somebody's going wild in the Philippines, probably, to try to, you know, cheaply make money off people. Ugh. Folks, don't jump on it. Don't do that, okay? But then there's this. Okay, oh, here we go. Maybe you're going to get one of these.
Uh-oh.
All right. So I go check. You're busy on Saturday. I'm at home. I go get the mail. And in the mail is my driver's license renewal.
There you go.
Because it's time. All right. You know, hopefully you know, your driver's license is 4 years. And so when the 4 years are up, you have to get a renewal. You have to send a check in. They send you the appropriate stuff. You go to the driver's office, which around here, that's in Pleasant Gap.
Yep. Okay. The DMV. Yep.
You get a new picture taken. Make sure that you're getting a real ID.
Oh, yeah.
That's very important now. Because if you don't do it in the next month and a half, bad things happen or something. You can't get on an airplane or some such thing. Now, I already had a real ID, so I didn't have a problem with that. So I get this thing. I'm like, all right, it's time. And it's usually, at least, I think, it's tied to your birthday. So your renewals due around your birthday, if you've ever noticed that. So I wrote out a check, put it in the mail, you know, all that sort of stuff. Then I check the rest of the envelope. And there's some other stuff in there, including this card.
Oh, look at that card.
Isn't that nice? And at the top of the card, it says, Mature Driver Improvement Course. I'm thinking, okay, Mature Driver Improvement Course.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm reading here. It says, now, did you know this? It says, under Pennsylvania law, you are entitled to at least a 5% discount on your vehicle insurance if you are 55 or older. And I thought, oh, that's cool.
Hey, hey, hey.
And you successfully complete a PennDOT-approved basic mature driver improvement course.
Yeah?
And I'm thinking, are you kidding me?
Well, I mean,
okay.
Let's improve that driving.
Is somebody trying to send me a message? Again, the basic mature driver improvement course. I mean, come on, mature? Why don't you just take it out and just say the old fart driver improvement course and get it over with? Come on. Now, you know, I'm thinking, all right.
I have signed up for the immature driver improvement course.
Well, that's perfect for you.
Yes.
There you go. Okay. Now, it says here, if I would do this, it says, in order to maintain the discount, in other words, keep getting it in the future off my car insurance, a refresher mature driver improvement course must be completed every 3 years.
Oh, boy.
I'm thinking, okay, all right.
Well,
let's take the call before I continue.
Opportunities abound here. Opportunities abound. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I have one thing for the both of you. Jeff, this may be a dumb question. I don't know. You may know the answer. You may not. Why, during wrestling matches, do the officials talk to the wrestlers? Like, they'll say, get out of the hands, get out of the fingers, action, wrestle out of it. Is that part of their job to instruct the wrestlers, or do they just do their own input?
No, they're trying to give a heads up, hey, you need to stop doing this, or I'm going to, you know, issue warnings or have to stop the action. Like the interlocking fingers thing, they're like, hey, remember, like basically they're saying, hey, remember, you shouldn't be doing that. It is part of their training, and part of it is just kind of giving the heads up that, hey, you need to be careful here, or a warning could be coming.
Right, that's kind of my point. They're kind of helping them out. Like, just let the wrestlers do their thing. If they don't realize it, let them get penalized for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think depending on what the situation is, but yeah, it's just the sport and the way that they're trained. It's like, give the heads up here, let them know that they're getting close just by saying that. It's just kind of the same thing with the danger position. If your back is exposed, like they give the count, hey, danger one, danger two. So you're just giving them the heads up. Hey, you need to get off of your back here or you're going to give up the takedown.
Okay, I'll take that. And one other thing, I got just as much joy out of Hendrickson beating Stevenson as I did out of how all of our guys did. I don't know if anybody else did, but that's personally just me. The way Stevenson was prior to their match, following him around the mat, like kind of taunting him and stuff, I took a little extra appreciation out of that.
Yeah, I'm still not sure exactly what that was about. It wasn't a good look, but I don't know what was actually being said or what the... So, and I will say, Stevenson, after Hendrickson beat him, Stevenson was beyond gracious. I mean, he congratulated him, but even when they were on the podium, when they announced Wyatt Hendrickson national champion and gave him the trophy, Stevenson pats him on the back and then gives him a thumbs up, like, man, way to go. You earned that. You deserved it. He really was very, very gracious in defeat after it. And, yeah, but I before the match, I'm still not exactly sure what was going on there. I don't know if it was him coming out with the flag and why that would have bothered Stevenson. It was a weird exchange there, and I haven't seen an explanation yet as to what was going on.
My take on it is I think Stevenson thought he was trying to upstage him because, you know, Stevenson likes to be the showman, and him coming out there with the flag, he just was walking right behind him, kind of like taunting him like a lion about to attack or something. But
it really was. I mean, it played out like a scene from a Rocky movie, did it not? Yeah, though, where Stevenson like comes across as the bully, and here's the guy with the American flag, and I'm gonna do this, and then he gets in on that leg, gets his head up, and elevates and drives. I mean, Hollywood couldn't have produced a better script there for a Hendrickson victory.
And with the president in attendance, made it all that much more special when he went over and saluted him afterwards.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
No, very special stuff.
Cool. Hey, one thing about what Scott was talking about with the real ID, you don't necessarily need a real ID as long as you have a valid passport.
Yeah, but how many people carry that around?
Well, no, I know, but if you're traveling stuff, if you're going to get on an airplane, you just know you need to take your passport.
Yeah, but normally you don't use your passport in country.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying if you don't want to get a valid ID, some people don't want to get a real ID, you can use your passport. I have a passport. Yeah. I'm always going to have a passport, so I don't know that I'll get a real ID.
Yeah, no, good reminder.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah. My passport's in the safe deposit box. My real ID is in my wallet. So,
I get you where you're coming from, though. Yep.
All right, thanks for the call.
Take care.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, let's take a quick break here because we're kind of off-kilter with the schedule here.
We are.
We are going to talk weather with our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com. Now, if you're a regular listener, Joe's been telling us for a while, hey, late March going into April, let's watch out. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't checked the calendar, it's late March. So we're going to follow up with Joe on that a little later on, just a little bit. I've got one more thing about this old fart driver improvement course. It's like, I can't believe I just got this. Let's quickly take a break.
Finally, the soundtrack of summer is returning to the airwaves here in Happy Valley. And it's doing so right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This year's Pittsburgh Pirates offer a mix of veteran stars.
Andrew McCormick has won it! They're going crazy! The Pirates have won this game!
And perhaps baseball's newest shining star.
The 2-2. He got him, and he's done it again. Paul Skeens finishes strong.
Every game all season long brings the promise of new excitement.
The Bucks walk it off in grand fashion.
Don't miss the action of Pirates baseball this season. The Buccos are back here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Raise the Jolly Roger!
The Center Hall Farm Store is proud to serve our community as a small family business that provides big-time service. Folks, you can still stock up on those wood pellets this winter. The Center Hall Farm Store makes its own horse, cow, pig, chicken, and bird feeds and has a great variety of pet feeds for your needs. Open weekdays from 8 to 4 and Saturday from 8 to noon. Check us out at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall or on the web at centerhallfarmstore.com. That's centerhallfarmstore.com. The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority is proud to support local sports here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Check out our website at centercountyrecycles.org for employment opportunities, upcoming events, the authority's newsletter, and details on what can and can't be recycled, as well as updated schedules. That's centercountyrecycles.org. Once again, the website is centercountyrecycles.org.
If you're like me, you have neighbors that have zero-turn mowers, and some are satisfied and others not so much. I've had neighbors come over while I'm mowing with my Kubota and want to try it out. I told Bob and Clyde, you need to get to Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, for Kubota. I have a Z200 25 horsepower with the simplest operation and a pristine cut every time, even though I have a lawn and, shall we say, a challenging bank, ditch, and of course the wife's ornamental bushes. If you're trying to decide on a great lawn care machine, get to Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. At Dodder Equipment, they're experts on Kubota lawn care machines that keep you moving quickly and efficiently. Your destination for Kubota is Dodder Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. You may even meet my neighbors, Bob and Clyde.
The Fox! Get up and get going with the Happy Valleys, 98.7 The Fox!
Let's talk here on a Monday. Jeff and Scott with you. Joe Bastardi, WeatherBell.com, will be joining us, in just a few minutes here, actually.
Yeah, this will be a brief segment yes, because we talked too much earlier. But, we do that from time to time. Again, if anybody from PennDOT's listening, guys, really, you got to do something with this, all right? This is Mature Driver Improvement Course. Again, take out the word mature and just put in the words old fart, Driver Improvement Course. Okay?
This is discriminatory against those of us that are immature drivers as well, I would like to point out. What about the... you don't care about the driving skills of your immature older folks out here? Come on.
Now, I'm worried. Not again, right. I get this thing, and I'm thinking, okay. First off, it says, where does it say? There are no written or practical driving tests. And I'm thinking, all right, then what is this course? I have to sit through something where somebody talks about driving? So I'm thinking, well, maybe I should do this anyway because it does say you get a 5% discount on your car insurance. I'm like, all right, that would be cool. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Until I get down to the line that says the course fees are moderate. And I'm thinking, whoa. Wait a minute. I got to pay for the course to get a 5% discount.
There you go.
So in the long run, I don't really save anything.
Probably cost you more. I can't imagine they're charging less than the 5%.
It's like, hello, PennDOT, do you see the problem here? Why should I bother doing this? I got to pay for the course to get a discount. Hello?
I missed that part of it. That's pretty fun.
And then at the bottom of the card, old fart driver safety tips. And I'm reading these, and I'm struggling between being angry and laughing because I'm thinking, okay, I'm not that old that I've forgotten the basic rules of driving, but apparently somebody at PennDOT must think I have. Here's Limit nighttime driving. Try to avoid looking directly into headlights of approaching vehicles.
What?
Why on earth would I do that in the first place? It's like, hello? Are you kidding? Plan ahead, know your route, and try to stay on familiar roads.
I am never going to look at the headlights. I'm going to miss the next test message, and I'm not going to be able to read through the one that I'm currently on.
See, that's why you're an immature.
No worries at all there.
Driver, okay. Yeah. Let's see. Make sure your driver's seat and mirrors are properly adjusted prior to beginning a trip. Well, hello? Really? Then this one, know your medications. I'm thinking, oh, are you just like, okay, a lot of us don't have medications, you know, we're okay. This is supposed to be 55 or older. Maybe it needs to be, I don't know, 65 and older.
Trying to take away my favorite game in the morning, medical roulette. Hey, let's just throw a couple of pills in here and see what happens today.
Maybe this needs to be 70 or older. Not 55 or older? Now, this one at the bottom, okay, now you just hit on it. So it says, avoid distractions while driving, such as cell phone use. Okay, don't do that.
What?
Or eating. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, let's quickly take the break. I'm thinking, oh, man, PennDOT is looking at me because they see me eating while I'm driving. Oh, no, I can't believe they're going to catch me with that. Again, this is good. I understand the good intentions. I just think this is slightly misguided. And again, 55 or older is, again, mature, take out mature, call it old fart. I have a problem with that. But let's take a break, all right? We'll be right back.
Finally, the soundtrack of summer is returning to the airwaves here in Happy Valley. And it's doing so right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This year's Pittsburgh Pirates offer a mix of veteran stars.
Andrew McTominay has won it! They're going crazy! The Pirates have won this game!
And perhaps baseball's newest shining star.
The 2-2. He got him, and he's done it again. Paul Skeens finishes strong.
Every game, all season long, brings the promise of new excitement.
The Bucks walk it off in grand fashion.
Don't miss the action of Pirates baseball this season. The Buccos are back here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Raise the Jolly Roger!
Your home for local sports. We are Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This spring we'll have live coverage of Center County baseball and softball. With the long, strong traditions of great players and great teams in our area, you can follow this season from opening day through the state championship. All right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We wish all of the local athletes the best of luck in the upcoming season. Stay tuned for more local sports right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Black Cummings Supply Incorporated, located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, is looking to hire numerous carpenters, laborers, and operators starting immediately for the construction season. Black Cummings Supply is a reputable contractor that has been in business since 1948 and is family-owned. Black Cummings Supply specializes in building bridges, box culverts, and also performs demolition work throughout the mid-state region. Having a CDL is preferred but not necessary. Stop by their office located at 801 Beaver Street in
Williamsport and fill out an application and have two forms of ID ready. Lycoming Supply is an EEO employer. You may mail a resume or visit their office at Lycoming Supply, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. for more information. Lycoming Supply Incorporated, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 today.
Recent changes to analog phone lines have increased faxing costs dramatically. With Cloud Fax Solutions from Doing Better Business, you can now have a reliable, scalable method, which is great for compliance. XM Fax integrates seamlessly with our Ricoh and all multifunctional devices and provides a secure, shared experience with automatic workflow routing. Take your faxing to the cloud with Doing Better Business. Our solutions and service teams are ranked in the top 10% of the country for customer satisfaction. Visit us today at doingbetterbusiness.com.
It's Let's Talk here on a Monday morning as we head to the phones and check in with WeatherBell.com's Joe Bastardi. Mr. Bastardi, quite a weekend in Philadelphia, and we're welcome back already for spring weather, just nothing but sunny skies, I presume, from here forward.
Yeah, it was a wild weekend in Philadelphia, especially Friday afternoon, trying to find Chickie and Pete's. When I plugged in the Chickie and Pete's on my GPS, I didn't realize there were like five Chickie and Pete's that it would find, because they were all the Chickie and Pete's stands that are in the stadiums around the area show up. So we had a gathering, Chickie and Pete's, Andy Voigt threw one of the alumni of Penn State, and I happened to show up at the one in the right field bleachers in Philadelphia, which was interesting, trying to look out over the that was interesting. And the wind, of course, the wind was really interesting Friday afternoon. We had real strong winds in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And what else was going on down there?
Just fun.
There was wrestling. Just
fun the whole way around.
I think there was wrestling, yeah.
It's hard for me because for 4 days I sort of disconnect from the weather. And it's hard. It's amazing. By that I mean I look at the weather, but I'm not just constantly looking at the weather. So, since I got back yesterday, I constantly look at the weather. I'm looking all over the place. So you disconnect, and it's hard to get back into the swing of things, especially since you have post-tournament depression. That's another thing. From noon Friday to around midnight Friday, it's like the highlight of the period. Once we get past that round Friday night, it's like, okay, although the Penn State team, what they did Saturday morning, will never happen again. I guess we went 17-1 if you don't count the two losses Greg had because of injury default. I've never seen anything like that in that Saturday morning round where everybody won and every guy walked off the mat winning his last match,
yep,
which is hugely important. And that shows what character is about, that even though you can't compete for first place anymore, it'll be darned if you're not competing where the last match is the most important match, no matter what place it's for. Coach Cole used to always say that the toughest place to get is third place.
Yep.
Because you have to readjust your thinking. And it was an unbelievable tournament. We'll say this. Look, when the Oklahoma State heavyweight got out there, someone turned to me and said, "Boy, he's cooked." I go, "No, he's not." Right? Because he's simply going to wrestle like Kassar did when Kassar beat Stevenson, and he's 35 pounds heavier than Anthony was. And he's I don't know why people think he's like that was such a huge upset. I think it's an upset, obviously. But look at the size of the guy, and look at the fact that he's lost one match in the last 2 years, it was a Greg a couple of years ago. And so he's unbeaten this year. He's pinning people left and right. What makes you think that a guy that's 35 pounds heavier and is a skilled heavyweight is not going to try and negate a smaller guy that's going to try to come underneath him? And all I'm saying is it's not that it wasn't a tremendous upset, okay? I'm not saying that. But it compared to what happened with Ramos and Spencer Lee, they're both in the same weight class in the lower round, all right? Or Owens and Gable, because they're in the same weight class, there's no weight differential. I still think the two greatest heavyweight performances, well, three, because Anthony winning was a tremendous performance. But when Kyle Snyder beat Gwiz 1 year and then beat, what's his name, Koontz, the Michigan guy, and they both outweighed him by 35, 40 pounds going into the match, those heavyweight matches were just, I couldn't even believe what I was watching in that particular case, because if you've got a guy that's that big and he's a skilled wrestler like the Oklahoma State kid was, he's going to lean on you. And, you know, he had enough at the end to pull that off.
Sure did.
So that was an interesting show. Yeah, we were talking about it, some of the alumni, my friends. It's just like, what Penn State just did was, you know, I don't even know if that can happen again. What Carter did can't happen again, because you're not going to get 5 years. You turned the COVID year into an advantage. But what Penn State did in that Saturday morning round was just unbelievable. I'm still stunned at it that you could win that many matches in the consolations. And that's never happened before. And, of course, the 177's never happened before. But, there were other storylines that people wanted to tell. And it seemed to have taken over the missive. All right, for the weather. It's cold
the
front part of the week.
Go. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I haven't been focused on weather until I got back yesterday. It's cold the front part.
Yeah, understandable. He's right there, yes.
Yeah, usually Jeff's just looking at the weather. He doesn't care about wrestling. It's cold the front part of the week, and we are going to see, it's fitting that even now, late Tuesday night and Wednesday, there's going to be a snow event going southeast of us.
Oh.
I cannot believe, I I'm in a big fight with my snow removal people, because somehow or the other I wasn't getting charged this winter, and then they sent me the entire bill. I go, there's no way I'm paying that. We've had 50% of normal snowfall this winter. We had a record amount of ice events through January. Never in State College that I could find had there been no ice through January. And then we got a couple of ice events in February. But my point is that even now, Tuesday night, Wednesday, it's liable to snow in New York City, snow some in Philadelphia, snow in Boston, and it misses us to the south. Of all things, and then this weekend it misses us to the north, and the wind comes in out of the west here, and it's probably going to hit the 70s over the weekend around here. So I still don't think it's completely over, because some of the large scale teleconnections, what we look at in the Pacific and the Atlantic, say that the cold that's in Canada is going to try to sink back south. But we may get a real taste of warmth with temperatures way up in the 70s trying to come in this weekend. But we still have to go through some cold weather before. And Wednesday we are going to see snow flurries, because what will happen is it's going to be very cold aloft. The sun's going to be out. You now have a mid-September sun. All right. Remember, mid-September is summer. So if you have a summer sun but a winter upper air pattern, it creates the instability needed for snow flurry activity, and that's liable to occur during the day Wednesday.
Man.
But we miss the system to the south. So that's about all that is going on
right
now.
I'll live with flurries, I guess.
Yeah, I have post-competition depression anyway. I do.
Yeah,
the worst time of the year, You know, it's a good thing I'm still sort of hooked up with the Nittany Lion Wrestling Club, because at least now the U.S. the guys are, you know, they're going right in and practicing for the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's done. But, you know, it's like 7 months till wrestling now. We do have football before, and that's
this
a good
true.
Thing. And years in my past life, when Jesse and Jess were involved with gymnastics, it was always a one-month extension for that. But that's gone now. So, geez, I'm just all alone. I just, you know, don't know what to do. It's just a hard thing.
Just
all right.
Stuck with the weather.
Now, Joe, here's a question. All right, now this week is still March. What about April?
I think April's
follows
normal.
March. Yeah, April follows March.
Yeah.
Thank you. I know that.
Oh.
Yeah, I think April's colder than normal. Of course, I thought March would turn out colder than normal. It got so warm in the mid month that blew that out. We were cold for the front 7 or 8 days, and we're cold the back 7 or 8 days. But the mid month was warm. And I was just writing up a discussion for my client, saying it's interesting in looking at the entire globe, everything is sort of coordinated except for over the United States. Like, there are patterns that are going on to say, okay, it's going to be cold in Europe. You say, I care about Europe. I care about Europe because I got a big de-icing client there, and if it's still getting under freezing at night, you've got to de-ice the planes and make sure there's no frost on the planes. So I'm looking at that pattern there, and usually when it's cold in Europe, it's cold in the United States. I think April's going to wind up below normal here in State College, and then May I think is going to be very, very warm. And I think overall it's a warm – I think it's a warm, wet summer this year, wetter than normal and warmer than normal overall.
Hmm. I'm going to ask you next Monday. I'm giving you a heads up. I'm going to ask you next Monday. We are heading to Yellowstone in mid-April. I'll get you the dates, and I want to take a peek ahead to that week that we're going.
Well, do you get nervous when you go out there because everybody mistakes you for Kevin Costner? Does that cause you a problem?
Oh, really?
Well, see, usually I get more concerned. I mean, my doppelganger, as you well know, is Brad Pitt, and then we often get confused. Huh?
What's
happening over here?
Sorry.
Yeah, and so often I'm like, you know, hey, Mr. Pitt, will you sign this autograph? I'm like, it's actually just me, Jeff. And apparently the same thing happens to Brad, where people are, hey, you're the voice of Penn State Wrestling, right? And Brad's like, no, just Brad Pitt over here. So, you know, it happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my big thing is people mistake me for Cantori, Jim on the Weather Channel. Jim and I have it present, yeah. But what was funny was I was down at a conference in 2004 down in Jacksonville. So Garrett absolutely loved – my son Garrett loves Jim Cantore. He just absolutely loves him. So I'm talking to Jim, and I call up Garrett. I'm like, hey, I'm talking to Jim Cantore here. He goes, and Dad, could you get his autograph for me? He's my favorite weatherman, right? That's what my son said to me.
Ouch.
You gotta love
like,
that.
Are you kidding me? Can you imagine if Teague, with Kale and David were talking, and Teague said, "Hey, Dad, could you get David's autograph? He's my favorite wrestler,
all time favorite wrestler." Absolutely.
Ooh, oh my gosh!
In the meantime, right. Mr. Bastardi, what pray tell should we do with this weather that we have?
Well, you can enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you got.
We God thank you very much.
Bless you,
and we will talk to you again next week. Find out what things are looking like in Yellowstone for our trip coming up.
Yeah,
in mid-April.
I'm slightly jealous. All right. Anyway, so tomorrow, Brad Pitt and I will
That's
be back
right.
on the
it's
show.
It's just my doppelganger. Everybody can see it.
You can't even spell doppelganger, all right? Come on.
I was told there would be no spelling required this morning.
And that's good for
yes.
you. Okay.
No math and no spelling is helpful. Folks, have a great Monday. We'll talk to you tomorrow.